gives a rat's if the stats come in a little under? Just the one, and the sun's enough. Rip snorters only need 4 quarters. Check the book as we look at the one or two game wonders.
Thanks very much, Unc. And joining us online this morning, our two-game wonder for this week, played 2 games for the Collingwood Football Club in 1982. But that's not the only thing that's remarkable about Gordon Towan. Gordon, welcome to the Cooter Beans.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're good, very good. And your story is one that really captured our imaginations. You wrote a letter to Collingwood asking if you could have a game. Not when you were 7 years of age, but when you were 27 years of age. But the even more remarkable thing is they wrote back and said yes.
Yeah, they did.
Tell us the story, Gordon.
I did it. They actually said, come down and have a run. I did a full pre-season with the guys from October right through till March, and then managed to play most of the games, you know, the pre-season games, and come to the last game, played it in the twos. I think the senior side were playing Norwood, and at the end of the game, myself and a couple of other guys got called into the office and told thanks. So that was quite interesting. Anyway, I asked a question of, I can't remember who I was talking to, and I just said, any reason? I'd like to know the reason why I've been cut. And he said, you're too old. And I said, fair enough. At least I had a go. So that sort of satisfied my need at that particular stage.
At that point, but that wasn't the end of the story.
No, it wasn't. And then...
You've gone back to Preston then to play, have you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I played... I had played the previous 3 years or 4 seasons with Preston, and then... in the 82 season, we were having a pretty good year, and then I got a call down halfway through the in May, which is a funny story in itself, because I nearly didn't go down there, because as the process was going, I got a phone call from John Burt at work, and I was thinking to myself, this has got to be a mate of mine. Made up in the bush called Pat Murphy. And we used to play tricks on each other, you know, before season started or even during the seasons, where we used to sort of ring up and sort of say, oh, you know, I'm from some club, do you want to come and play with us? And I thought, he's gone another step this time because he's got someone else to ring up. So when John rang and he said he was from Collingwood, I thought, oh, yeah. And he said, would you like to come down and have a run? And I said, yeah, look, mate, I'll give you a ring back. And I hung up. And it wasn't until about 20 minutes later my wife rang up and said to me, who was the bloke from Collingwood that rang? And I sort of thought, oh, my mate wouldn't go that far. So I rang up the Preston secretary and he said, yeah, Collingwood's interested. Well, in about 3 seconds, I reckon I was back on the phone to Bertie. And I said, when do you want me down there, mate? So I explained to him the situation as well, but funny story.
And why did they want you back, Gordon?
I got no idea. I think we were Preston were playing pretty well. We had a pretty good side, those 81, 82, 83 teams and 84.
Yep.
Pretty strong sides. And Preston were on top of the ladder. Ray Shaw was captain coach of the Preston side. And, yeah, we were playing pretty good football, and I suppose I was having a pretty good year, 82. And I think that was helpful the year before doing the pre-season with the Woods.
But by this stage, you're 28, but Collingwood had played in the grand final the year before, and round 9, you find yourself in the side. You did all right with your 2 games, one on the MCG, one at Vic Park.
Yes, which was fantastic, and was a great opportunity. I don't know if I hold the record for actually being down there. I was down there 6 weeks. Don't talk about getting in and out.
Who was the coach, Gordon?
Sorry?
Who was the coach of the Pies at the time?
Tommy Hafey was the coach. When I went down there, I was down there when he got the sack.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all your fault.
You didn't contribute.
I don't know about being my fault.
You're the hatchet man.
No, that was the year that they brought Mickey Irwin in to take over.
Yeah. And it was, look, it was really, there were some funny stories after that. I mean, it was quite interesting going down there because I went down there, Hafey was on the highest pedestal from my point of view that you could see. You know, I've come from Preston and getting the opportunity to actually play, you know, VFL football or the top level football was fantastic. And seeing Hafey, he was like a god, and you think, geez, this is fantastic. But I don't think he had the same level of, amongst a lot of the other players when I went down there. At that stage. And I think that was the result of, you know, how the team was playing, and, you know, they weren't playing that well. But, oh, look, the opportunity there was fantastic.
And did you go straight into the side after you got the phone call, went in that week?
No, I went down there, and I think Collingwood were playing the Swans. And it was the first year the Swans had moved.
That's right.
To Sydney. And I mean, I think there was talk of it that I was going to go straight in, but I didn't. I went and played in the twos at down at Lake Oval. So I played one game down there, and then from there was promoted to play against Hawthorn the following week.
What position? Halfback
flank? No, I was in the back pocket.
Really?
I went to the back pocket. I think Peter McCormick was fullback at that stage, so I don't think it's going to take his spot.
And did you have to stand Lee Matthews?
Sorry? No. Actually, it was quite interesting, some of the players that were at Hawthorn that day. I think at one stage there I was on Gary Ablett.
One of his six games.
Yeah, at Hawthorn. I think he came off the bench. I'm not sure, but he was good to play on, but the other one that sort of stuck in my mind was I was on Gary Bacanara. And the game was so much faster from the level that I was used to. And, you know, there was one time there, I think, at one stage in the third quarter. I mean, we were reasonably close, and then just... but Gary Bacanara pushed up to, say, between centre-half forward and the centre line. And I think I got caught up in the game, and I started watching the game. It was down and out forward line. I was thinking, how good is this? And then all of a sudden, they got control of the ball in their back pocket. And, you get that sense that your player's not around. And here's Bacanara. He must have been about 40 metres away from me on the half forward line. So I took off. But by the time I got there, he's taken a mark. He's given me one between the legs, you know, as his hand goes down. I'm rolling around on the ground. He goes back and kicks a goal. And I thought, well, welcome to AFL.
And then, Gordon, your next and what turned out to be last game for Collingwood was at Vic Park against the Demons. Who was your opponent that day?
Yeah, don't you have some memories about the stories? I ran on the field, and, like, I knew I was going to the back pocket, but some of the other guys had been given certain players to play on. So I've gone down to the back line just looking for someone to mark up on, and there's no one there. All the players were taken. So I'm looking around the field, and I saw a player standing on the square, and I thought, I better go and pick this bloke up. And as I've run up to him, he's number two.
Robbie Flower.
And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. I reckon in about 5 seconds, Peter Hafey, who was a runner, has come out and made a quick shift. But, that was funny. But I finished up playing on, I think it was McGlashan for Melbourne. And then in the last half, I played on Jared Healy.
You've done all right for two games, Gordon.
And what happened next week, Gord?
Well, it was funny because... the big story broke on Monday night when I think Hafey got the sack on the Monday night. So we went down to training, and Mick Irwin said, beforehand, you used to go out onto the field, you know, it was just really back in the 80s. It was like when you got there, training started at, say, 5, but you just turned up in those days and you got changed and you went out and you had kick to kick and stuff like that as it was. That's how we sort of...
You had to run your two laps first.
Yeah, of course, you had to do your two laps and then go out and have a kick. But this particular Tuesday night, Mick said, no one's to go out. He said, right, we're all staying in because there was a fairly hostile crowd outside at Vic Park, you know, after they put the big man off, you know, Tommy Hafey. And I reckon it was about, there must have been about, it felt like 4,000 or 5,000 people there, and they were pretty angry. And anyway, we all got changed, and we're running out. And I don't know if you've been into the Vic Park change rooms, but it's a bit of a tunnel.
Yeah.
That you go down, and then you come up, and it runs up onto the track. And as we're all going down as a team, and we're there, and as it worked out, Peter Moore was in front. He was captain of the side at that particular stage. And Peter's in front, and he's going down the race, and he's working his way up. But Ray Byrne was in between Peter and the rest of the team. And as Moore's run up onto the track, Bernie's turned around and stopped the rest of us, put his hands up and just pulled us all up. And Peter Moore has run out onto the track and started running laps
on his
by
own.
Himself, thinking that the whole team's behind him. Oh, Christ, you should have heard all the noise. And the bloody Judas. And all that sort of stuff. And then Moore, he must have gone about 30 or 40 metres and had this sense that, I get a feeling that there's no one there, not even breathing. And he's turned around. Well, he's given us all a bit of a break, and then we came out and we all copped it, but it was quite interesting. And then I think after that, I just had a sense. There was five injuries in the back line, and I thought, oh, well, if I get dropped, that'll be pretty well much it for me. Yeah. And sure enough, it did happen, and for whatever reason, there were six changes in that back line. And I thought to myself, well, I'll stay there for another couple of weeks just to see what was going on. And then I had a talk with Preston, and I thought, oh, well, I'm 28. I've had my chance, which was absolutely sensational to have that chance, and made a call. I could have stayed there the whole year, but I thought, geez, at 28, Collingwood's going to start to rebuild. And I thought, well, you might as well give some young kid an opportunity to come up rather than keeping some crusty old bugger down there.
And sadly, 4,000 or 5,000 people didn't turn up to protest your exit.
Gordon, fantastic memories. And thank you so much for sharing them with us.
How did the Bull Ants end up that year? Did you win the premiership?
No, we got into the grand final, which was great, but Port beat us by 7 points, but the following year we did, so that was fantastic. Achieved the goals I wanted to achieve. Yeah,
tremendous, Gordon. Thank you so much for that.
Not a problem. A great pleasure, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Cheers, all the very best. Gordon Towan, two games for Collingwood at age 28 in 1982.